This episode is brought to you by IVP. Dear Black woman, you are not alone. God has not disregarded your pain and suffering. God sees you. God knows you. God understands. I'm Natasha Smith, a grief advocate, speaker, and podcast host. And in my book, Black Woman Grief, I unearth the painful reality that trauma, loss, and grief are embedded in the lived experience of the Black woman in the United States. I talk about grief that is specifically applicable to Black women, providing us with affirmation, a safe place to exhale, and a sincere hope in the kingdom of God. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive my book, Black Woman Grief, for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 25, verses 10 through Exodus chapter 26. The Ark of the Testimony. They are to make an ark of acacia wood. Its length is to be 45 inches, its width 27 inches, its height 27 inches. You are to overlay it with pure gold, both inside and outside you must overlay it, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold over it. You are to cast four gold rings for it and put them on its 4 feet, with 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other side. You are to make poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and put the poles into the rings at the sides of the ark in order to carry the ark with them. The poles must remain in the rings of the ark. They must not be removed from it. You are to put into the ark the testimony that I will give to you. You are to make an atonement lid of pure gold. Its length is to be 45 inches, and its width is to be 27 inches. You are to make 2 cherubim of gold. You are to make them of hammered metal on the 2 ends of the atonement lid. Make 1 cherub on one end and 1 cherub on the other end. From the atonement lid, you are to make the cherubim on the 2 ends. The cherubim are to be spreading their wings upward, overshadowing the atonement lid with their wings, and the cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the atonement lid. You are to put the atonement lid on top of the ark, and in the ark you are to put the testimony I am giving you. I will meet with you there, and from above the atonement lid, from between the 2 cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will command you for the Israelites. The table for the bread of the presence. You are to make a table of acacia wood. Its length is to be 36 inches, its width 18 inches, and its height 27 inches. You are to overlay it with pure gold, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold for it. You are to make a surrounding frame for it about 3 inches broad, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold for its frame. You are to make 4 rings of gold for it and attach the rings at the 4 corners where its 4 legs are. The rings are to be close to the frame to provide places for the poles to carry the table. You are to make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold so that the table may be carried with them. You are to make its plates, its ladles, its pitchers, and its bowls to be used in pouring out offerings. You are to make them of pure gold. You are to set the bread of the presence on the table before me continually. The lampstand. You are to make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand is to be made of hammered metal. Its base and its shafts, its cups, its buds, and its blossoms are to be from the same piece. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, 3 branches of the lampstand from one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on one branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on the next branch, and the same for the 6 branches extending from the lampstand. On the lampstand, there are to be 4 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms, with a bud under the first 2 branches from it, and a bud under the next 2 branches from it, and a bud under the third 2 branches from it, according to the 6 branches that extend from the lampstand. Their buds and their branches will be one piece, all of it one hammered piece of pure gold. You are to make its 7 lamps and then set its lamps upon it, so that it will give light to the area in front of it. Its trimmers and its trays are to be of pure gold. About 75 pounds of pure gold is to be used for it and for all these utensils. Now be sure to make them according to the pattern you were shown on the mountain. Exodus chapter 26, the tabernacle. The tabernacle itself you are to make with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen, and blue and purple and scarlet. You are to make them with cherubim that are the work of an artistic designer. The length of each curtain is to be 42 feet, and the width of each curtain is to be 6 feet. The same size for each of the curtains. 5 curtains are to be joined one to another, and the other 5 curtains are to be joined one to another. You are to make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and in the same way you are to make loops in the outer edge of the end curtain in the second set. You are to make 50 loops on the one curtain, and you are to make 50 loops on the end curtain, which is on the second set, so that the loops are opposite one to another. You are to make 50 gold clasps and join the curtains together with the clasps, so that the tabernacle is a unit. You are to make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You are to make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain is to be 45 feet, and the width of each curtain is to be 6 feet. The same size for the 11 curtains. You are to join 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. You are to double over the 6th curtain at the front of the tent. You are to make 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain in one set and 50 loops along the edge of the curtain that joins the second set. You are to make 50 bronze clasps and put the clasps in the loops and join the tent together so that it is a unit. Now the part that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, will hang over at the back of the tabernacle. The foot and a half on the one side and the foot and a half on the other side of what remains in the length of the curtains of the tent will hang over the sides of the tabernacle on one side and the other side to cover it. You are to make a covering for the tent out of ram skins, dyed red, and over that a covering of fine leather. You are to make the frames for the tabernacle out of acacia wood as uprights. Each frame is to be 15 feet long, and each frame is to be 27 inches wide, with 2 projections per frame parallel one to another. You are to make all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. So you are to make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side, and you are to make 40 silver bases to go under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the first frame for its 2 projections, and likewise, 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 projections. And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, 20 frames, and their 40 silver bases, 2 bases under the first frame and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the back of the tabernacle on the west, you will make 6 frames. You are to make 2 frames for the corners of the tabernacle on the back. At the 2 corners, they must be doubled at the lower end and finished together at the top in one ring. So it will be for both. So there are to be 8 frames and their silver bases, 16 bases, 2 bases under the first frame and 2 bases under the next frame. You are to make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames on one side of the tabernacle and 5 bars for the frames on the second side of the tabernacle and 5 bars for the frames on the back of the tabernacle on the west. The middle bar in the center of the frames will reach out from end to end. You are to overlay the frames with gold and make their rings of gold to provide places for the bars, and you are to overlay the bars with gold. You are to set up the tabernacle according to the plan that you were shown on the mountain. You are to make a special curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen. It is to be made with cherubim, the work of an artistic designer. You are to hang it with gold hooks on 4 posts of acacia wood overlaid with gold, set in 4 silver bases. You are to hang this curtain under the clasps and bring the Ark of the Testimony in there behind the curtain. The curtain will make a division for you between the holy place and the most holy place. You are to put the atonement lid on the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. You are to put the table outside the curtain and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle opposite the table, and you are to place the table on the north side. You are to make a hanging for the entrance of the tent of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer. You are to make for the hanging 5 posts of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and their hooks will be gold, and you are to cast 5 bronze bases for them. New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 23. Then the disciples came to him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He replied, "You have been given the opportunity to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but they have not. For whoever has will be given more and will have an abundance, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. For this reason, I speak to them in parables. Although they see, they do not see. Although they hear, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And concerning them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will listen carefully, yet will never understand. You will look closely, yet will never comprehend. For the heart of this people has become dull. They are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes so that they would not see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them.' But your eyes are blessed because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. So listen to the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed sown on rocky ground is the person who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, but he has no root in himself and does not endure. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, immediately he falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the person who hears the word, but worldly cares and the seductiveness of wealth choke the word, so it produces nothing. But as for the seed sown on good soil, this is the person who hears the word and understands. He bears fruit, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, I thank you that you are the master architect. You are the master designer. Thank you for the ways that you are specific. You don't miss one detail, God. Thank you for that. I thank you, O Lord God, for that the promises, O God, that the secret things, O God, belong to the children of God. God, I pray that we, O Lord God, will be able to receive the implanted word, O God, in our hearts, O Lord God, and that it would yield a harvest of 30, 60, 100-fold in our hearts, O Lord God. I pray, O God, for those who find themselves in the parable, oh God, who find that the faith that they once had, that they don't have the joy. God, I pray that you will restore to them the joy of their salvation, oh Lord. I pray, oh God, for those where the cares of this world are beginning to choke out their faith. God, I pray that you would give them perseverance in the faith, oh God. I pray that you would give them a fresh wind, oh God, that you would blow on them and that you would show them, oh Lord God, you should show them the beautiful light of the gospel, O Lord, that they might be able to continue to run on, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord God, that when you say in your word that they do not hear, they do not see, O Lord God, you're talking about the ways that we harden our hearts and the ways that our hearts can be hardened toward you, O God. Would you give us soft hearts, O Lord God, to receive your word, O Lord God, and that would you give us ears to hear, to receive your truth, O Lord God. Help us, O Lord God, to walk in the light and to delight in the truth. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.